Hey everyone, welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show where the Teach Better team gets to be live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are so excited to dive into the show this morning. We have a whole lot in store, including some social media necessary questions. So if you are not on social media, this might be the day for you. Or if you are on social media, maybe too much, like Katie, you could learn something from your scrolling. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. We are so thrilled to be a part of your day. Thank you for making the Teach Better Today show a part of your morning routine or listening on the Teach Better Talk podcast. Even if you listen at the end of your day, we appreciate that you're here. Katie Miglin is here in the house, wearing a jean jacket, rocking at life. Hi, Katie Miglin.
Hi, good morning, friends. Yeah, it's like sitting weird, but yeah, I am wearing one. I'm not going outside right now, but it looks like I might.
I think you look gorge.
Thanks.
Wait, I feel like that sounds weird. Gorgeous, but I gorge like, you know, when you're like, you look perfect, or you look adorbs.
Yeah, gorge adorable. Does sound weird, but I'll take it.
But it's fine. I think you look fabulous.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm so glad to be here to start our day together. You don't need to get emotional and get all choked up.
I'm getting all choked up. Katie, sometimes you and I send each other Instagram reels on Instagram.
Sometimes. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, every hour or so.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a decent number. It's a decent number. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like that's a part of our love language is finding ridiculous things on social media and sharing them out to our friends to have comments and feelings on. My question is, how often as a community, we're only 2 minutes in, I'm asking the hard hitting questions.
Oh my gosh.
How often as a community are we using those as bell ringers to spark conversations with students?
Mic drop.
I think it should be every moment humanly possible. Here's the deal. So I was on scrolling through social media yesterday with Mirren, our youngest, and we really have decided one of our favorite accounts to follow is What About Bunny? Do you follow One About Bunny?
I don't.
Okay, so What About Bunny is a poodle mix. I actually have no idea what dog Bunny is, but Bunny is a dog, not a bunny. And Bunny uses like buttons to communicate. Like, have you seen those where like the dogs have like the pads that have all these different buttons with words and the dogs are trained to know what these words are?
Yes. Okay.
So like they start small when you're training your dog how to do this, I assume. Bunny has like 100+ buttons. So Bunny can form full sentences. Bunny can communicate when anything, like if Bunny wants to go outside, if Bunny wants to snuggle, if Bunny wants to see their friends, like all of that, the endless buttons. It's kind of like having, you know, like the staple button, like you hit it in your classroom. Yeah. It was like, it would go that like that. That was easy. Bunny has 100 of those. So, and I think that would be a funny bell ringer to be like, what words, like what would be your first 5 words that you would teach your dog how to, or like teach anyone would teach. What if you could teach your bird how to communicate? I don't know who has a bird at home, but. Shout out
I
to
was
you.
Gonna say, yeah, but maybe start with who has birds. I do like this idea of using social media for positive.
Of course, for positive.
Yeah, I do think because the reason I'm saying that is because it's so often seen in a negative light. Oh. I do think we have to be mindful of our audience and how, you know, just what do you have access to? Because sometimes things are blocked in networks or whatever. But yeah, I think there is some, I know we've talked before about using like YouTube in the classroom, but
this
could be really funny for also like if you watched a reel, but there was no sound and like come up with a script, you know, like just funny. Like there's lots of ways that you could do it. Cause essentially reels are super short. So it could be fun bell ringer, could be a way to bring in students, get them engaged, especially if you teach, you know, those like a little bit older grades where the social media is a big part of their life. I do think that is funny. I like it.
Good job, I also Ray. Think it highlights amazing things around the world and Absolutely. Things that we forget should and can be a part of content. Like, mm-hmm. let me talk about another video I saw. I feel like this is important for us all to consider. The reel I saw yesterday was highlighting a competition going on in the Guinness World Record books of being the laziest person.
I win.
No, at this point in the reel when it was made, so I have not dove further because, you know, I'm just scrolling. They were 5 days in. To you have to lay in a bed. It would they were doing a competition essentially where like 10 people were trying to get this world record. So they were all put into one space. Originally, when this was created, their plan was to lay in a bed outside. So they were gonna like be able to enjoy nature, but okay. because weather, they were moved inside. So they're literally just laying in a bed inside. You can do anything you want, phone, laptop, sleeping, everything, eat. We have to lay in bed and you get a 10-minute break every 8 hours to like use the restroom or whatever.
So laying, do they have to be completely down or like?
Yes, sitting up in the bed or sitting got you disqualified.
Oh my gosh.
I know, because for me, I could stay in bed forever, but to not be able to sit up, sit, I would jump on the bed if I was bored. Like that would be hard for me.
So this would be a great bell ringer for students to like, you watch the reel and then like how many of you could do this realistically? Right.
And like pros and cons, like what do you need? I will say there were a few different like people sharing their thoughts on this in the reel.
Yeah.
And there were people that were like, I love it because the production team filming us like does everything for us. And I'm like, yeah, but at some point I would feel the need to like do something for myself.
Right. I would not like having to rely on others.
But as educators only using the bathroom every 8 hours, we could do that, guys. We could do that.
Absolutely. I do like reels that like cooking reels. In fact, our oldest the other day was like looking over my shoulder. I was watching a recipe. And it was really cute because it was so visual versus like looking at, you know, like Pinterest, you look at like the text of the recipe. She watched the reel and she's like, I could totally make that. And I was like, great, you're cooking dinner tonight. And it was like such a good thing. Like she saw the steps, but, you know, she doesn't necessarily understand like the measuring and all that. But she like saw the steps, she pieced it together and she can do it. So again, I think there's value in using social media for our benefit. You just have to be like, you just have to kind of navigate your way through it so that it's appropriate and students see the benefit.
Yeah. Okay. Similar to your daughter looking at that. That's literally, I don't know if you saw that we just started an Etsy shop in our family.
Yes.
Did you see this? Okay. Yes. That was because an Instagram reel had some woman and it was like, you know, how Instagrammers are so short. And she was literally like, you can sell anything on Etsy and you can design your own clothes using two easy tools. And then she literally laid out the tools in 13 seconds and then it ended. And our youngest Mira looks at me and she's like, I would love to put my designs in an Etsy shop. And I'm like, you do doodle all the time. You love graphic design. Maybe we should. And this made it so easy. It was completely free. It was two programs that linked together and talked to each other. All the language and text is already written because she's like just starting to read and write. So that did it all for her. Literally all she had to do was use Canva for free, design something, upload the design, and it like created the mock-ups for her. It created the pricing for her. It was so cute. So now I feel like we're kind of in this where I'm like, okay, how much time are we really investing in this? But you know, it was like so cute that now she has her own Etsy shop and she got to name it herself. That it's called I don't know what it's called. Happy, I should know this. Happy something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I pull it up? Because she'll be mad if I don't know the name of it. Do you have any idea what it's called?
Yeah, no, I just saw you posted it the other day.
It's like happy something. Oh, happy heart tease design.
There you go. Follow it.
Follow it. She made one school shirt, one like be brave shirt. There's some smiley face shirts. Oh, and then she threw in like space. I'm like, I don't feel like there's a theme to this Etsy shop. Like she's got like a rocket ship on there. She made one Halloween shirt because, you know, we only need one. It's just like,
yeah.
She's so cool. Anyway, we were planning on doing a listener question before we leave. Can we do that too?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, and we are headed into our team time where we are getting into our team conversation, answering your listener questions or discussing educational content. Katie, you need to pick a number 1 through 205 for our question bank today.
192.
Oof. All right. I was like kind of already on that one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one is actually really fast. Perfect. So I don't know if there's a big discussion that needs to happen here, but the question is literally just written Gorilla Glue or sticky tack. That's the question. Gorilla Glue or sticky tack. Oh, it doesn't say for what? Nothing. I assume it's to hang posters on the wall.
That's what I mean. I don't, honestly, I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've used Gorilla Glue.
Have you used, what's the super glue? Have you super glue?
Yeah. Is it the same?
It's the same. I feel like it's just a different brand.
Oh.
Someone's going to tell us that there's like a visceral difference. I don't think there is. I use them in the same way at home. So if there's a really big difference of Gorilla Glue or super glue, let us know. But I'm pretty sure they're like just a really intense glue. And then sticky tack, like, you know.
Like a putty.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know a lot of teachers who use sticky tack and then put glue on one side and stick.
Yeah, I found the most success I had was taking like regular masking tape or painter's tape or whatever is like school approved. And then you do like the roll of it, you know, and then you put a dot of Elmer's glue on it. Just one dot.
Elmer's glue.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I totally questioned it for the longest time. I was like, there's no way this works. It's Elmer's glue. It barely holds like, you know, a drawing together.
It doesn't even hold paper to paper. Yeah.
Right. But for some reason there, I'm sure all the science people, please drop the comments as to why this works. But I'm sure there's some science chemical reaction between like the masking tape and the Elmer's glue.
Okay. So you didn't answer the question because that isn't sticky tack and it's not Gorilla
Glue. I know. I don't really like either one of those. I guess sticky tack.
Why are you a hater?
Because there's such different extremes. Like sticky tack, I feel like, I think sticky tack, I guess.
Okay, I'm going Gorilla Glue 1,000 times over. It's so versatile. There's so many things to do with it. Sticky tack is useless 99% of the time. So I don't know what we're doing, but if we're hanging stuff on the wall, I could go either way. But if like I'm lost on a desert island and all I have is one of those two items, Gorilla Glue all the way.
But you could mold the sticky tack into something.
Into what? A help signs when someone flies over? I could use the Gorilla Glue for that too.
Can I be totally honest? The reason I didn't pick Gorilla Glue is because every single time I get it on my fingers and I stick my fingers together and it's really painful.
You'd be that person like where the kid has glue all over him and it's like the hand is stuck to the cheek.
Yes. Literally, like I go to glue something together and then somehow I get it stuck in between my fingers and I'm like, Meg, here, get them apart.
How do you do that? Isn't there acetone? Is that what?
I don't know. I just yell a lot and eventually it comes apart. I don't know.
Welcome to Teach Better Today morning show, friends. We're thrilled to have you here. Here is your public service announcement, not to put really intense glue, super glue, Gorilla Glue, anything in between your fingers. and have it dry.
Yeah. If you've learned nothing from us today, that's your takeaway.
That's it. We hope you all find your own reasons to use Gorilla Glue in a very safe manner. And let us know if you're a sticky tack or Gorilla Glue person. I was going to say girl, but because it like went Gorilla Glue girl.
Geez.
Yeah. Gorilla Glue guy. Let us know. And I still think because there's no context to the question, it's a it's like you need to know if you're going on a deserted island. And no way. Yeah. Gorilla Glue all the way. All right, bye, friends. Have a good day. What?
I said, did you break a vase?
Well, you wouldn't use sticky tack for that.
Exactly.
You know what? Exactly. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.